أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of al-Mu'min, the illuminator of the light of Iman in the hearts, maybe translated as the giver of Iman. This is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Him giving us safety and security. It blocks the avenues leading to fear of anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only when there is a fear of something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the concept of safety become important. Otherwise, those who seek refuge in al-mu'min from fear of anything other than Him are safe and secure. Now, the essence is to understand that safety and security in the absolute sense are inconceivable unless they are derived from Allah. And we must be able to understand this in the light of the circumstances of the life in this world and the hereafter. I mentioned this incident yesterday with As-Salam, but maybe also in connection with today when we look at Al-Mu'min. When Namrud and his people decided to kill Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, they put him under house arrest. And then they made preparations to build a large fire. And it is said that they collected timber for a month to build this fire. Now you imagine Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in this house, seeing the preparations made to burn him. When the fire was lit, they catapulted Prophet Ibrahim towards it. Now we know that the angels from the heavens offered to help him. Even Jibreel asked if he could help. To all of them, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "From you I do not need help. Sufficient for me is He in whom I have placed my trust." And Allah tells the fire, "Qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim." We said, "O fire, be cold and a safety for Ibrahim." This is Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 69. And if we understand that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides safety, who provides amn, then we are able to understand the ayah of Quran of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the first ayah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who have iman, those who have amn, those who trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have faith in Him, are certainly successful. Let's just look at what iman is, so we understand that if we were to apply al-mu'min to our lives, the spark of iman, what does it mean? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that al-imanu nisfanu, nisfun fi sabr wa nisfun fi shukr. Iman is divided into two halves. One half lies in sabr and the other half lies in shukr. Sabr is patience and shukr is thankfulness. He said, "Al-Islamu ala niyatun wal-imanu fi qalb." Islam is outwards. Iman is in the heart. So what does it mean? How do I manifest al-mu'min? Well, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam explains the difference between Islam in the personal sense and iman. He says, iman means acknowledgement made by the tongue, a covenant made in the heart, and actions performed by the body. He said, iman has a dar, a zone of its own, just as Islam and kufr have. A person is a Muslim before he/she becomes a Muslim. So when someone commits a big or small act which Allah has forbidden, one comes out of the zone of Iman and loses the title to Iman, although the title of Islam still remains. When they turn away from the sin and do tawbah and istighfar, they return to the zone of Iman. Islam is the deen of Allah. One who acknowledges the deen of Allah is a Muslim, he said. One who acts according to that which Allah has commanded becomes a mu'min. So in essence, iman is testimony accompanied with deeds, while Islam is iqrar, testimony without deeds. And it's not restricted to the solitary sphere of our existence, but covers all our human activities, political, social, economical, educational, and cultural. So it is iman, it is the manifestation of al-mu'min which creates the feeling of outrage against corruption or exploitation or tyranny and oppression. Remember, Iman is of little value if it only brings inner light and peace to one individual. It must be able to offer decisive and clear guidance to human beings in every kind of social role or profession, and in each and every phase of our lives and careers. It is only Iman in its true sense that can claim to possess the ability to satisfy this complete requirement. And it's only if we apply Al-Mu'min within ourselves. You know, if we were to manifest this, to reflect this to those around us, it would mean what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that the Muslim, a mu'min, is one from whose hands and tongues other Muslims are safe. And so someone asked Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam and said, what is the smallest punishable sin that one commits against another person? Imam asked him to stretch his hand, and then he asked for permission to squeeze it. And Imam squeezed his hand gently, and the man gasped a little, and Imam said, that is the smallest punishable sin. So, you gotta be a person who does not deny help to those who take refuge with you. And then only will we understand the full concept of Al-Mu'min. Because Allah, in turn, Al-Jaza'u Al-Ihsan Illa Al-Ihsan, will give refuge from disasters, pains, punishment. And one who understands Al-Mu'min will have his property, honor, and life safe because he keeps that of others safe. Call out, Ya Mu'min, 36 times and take refuge in him when you encounter hostility or danger. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the necessary security.